Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. It's time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sangwin Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. It's election time again. I'm running on the soul ticket, and I'm devoting these notes to earning your vote for DJ in chief. We're gonna get started now with Little Steven. Vote!
Get your hands out your pockets.
Oh, burgers selling to a boss these days. And if this is good military strategy, to have an enemy 90 miles away, it's got every death squad on its payroll. Who cares as long as they stay out of sight? And it's mortgage all our future's baby, for a final moment in the spotlight. Well, our environment is a memory, and our children cannot be 300 dead in Lebanon. What's it gonna be? It's time to vote. Vote that mother out. It's time to vote. Yeah, vote that mother out. You better vote. Vote that mother out.
Don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC?
We know the nature of impeachment. We've been talking about it a while now. It is chiefly designed for the president and his high ministers to somehow be called into account. It is designed to bridle the executive if he engages in excesses. It is designed as a method of national inquest into the conduct of public men. The framers confided in the Congress the power, if need be, to remove the president in order to strike a delicate balance between a president swollen with power and grown tyrannical and preservation of the independence of the executive. A president is impeachable if he attempts to subvert the Constitution. If the impeachment provision in the Constitution of the United States will not reach the offenses charged here, then perhaps that 18th century Constitution should be abandoned to a 20th century paper shredder.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight. They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Impeach the president.
Fight the power. Vote.
We want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry unable, protect them and those who may live in fear. We as the young wish to say in this song, God bless great America. We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust. And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Hardening crimes is a part of the times, and it's rough for some people to live. Disease can move fast, but it don't have to last. It is now the nation's turn for all to be concerned. We can be freer still. It is the people's will. And bring back the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people.
Curtis Mayfield with Power to the People. That was a demo on Curtis. The Honey Drippers impeached the president, reaching back to 1973 for that one. We heard from Representative Barbara Jordan with her speech on impeachment, delivered July 25th, 1974, and we started out with Little Steven Vote from his album Voice of America. And at the very top of the hour, we heard from Joan Armatrading with Back to the Night. Well, continuing in a topical theme, we're going to hear from Johnny Guitar Watson, sending this one out to GTO. Hope you are staying safe and out of the line of those wildfires. The song's called I Don't Want to Be President, here on Upfront Soul.
Hey man, if I was president, I'd start the Watergate all over
again.
You know, it's all the way wrong.
Oh, no, they just got caught.
Man, they got caught. Man,
get out.
Hey,
what's going on?
You
use president, man.
Let me tell you. Listen to Sam. Well, I'm not a big politician. Hell, I don't want to be. Why, I wouldn't be the president if the whole world voted for me. Well, they say I'd have to get permission to be alone, to think. Well, I'd have to have someone taste my cognac before I could take a drink. Now, partner, being president is not the role to play. No, not for me. Now, partner, being the president is not the role I want to play. No, it ain't. You know why? For for to be washed in all my happiness. Big man, I couldn't stand it for a day. No, I couldn't. Listen to this, just for instance. Now suppose I had a girlfriend and called her, and she lived way across the lake. Well, Congress would know the whole conversation, because see, they'd have it on tape. Then they'd put me on the television to expose my private life. Said, people, I wouldn't mind the people knowing, man, but what about my wife? No, no, people, being the president is not for me. No, 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 people, being the president is not on my mind. No, it ain't, I ain't even thinking about it. I cost a dude 4 years and never private. Seemed too much to me like doing time. For instance, what's happening? You know, energy shortage and all that stuff. Why, it's cheaper eating money than food right now, pal, but you still wouldn't get enough. And Washington telling people when to sleep and when to play, when to eat and how to cook it. Do you think I could do it that way? No, no, partner, being the president is not what I want to be. No, 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 partner, being the president is not what I want to be. No, it ain't. But you know what? But if I run for mayor of my hometown, I want all y'all to vote for me. Wouldn't that be something?
Came into this world. His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others that I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to this nation's dream? At first, he didn't seem to be too intelligent at all. Every time he'd start to walk, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, watch this little Harry Monkey run. We gonna let Donnie tell you about it.
Well, because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day, the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Now, Brinkley said, I think you'd be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms above his head. Now in the corner was a stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey sent the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Ha! Educated monkey, y'all. It was more than weary sociologists could stand, yeah. His famous universal, he was on the Carson Show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing, his philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcomed everywhere. His wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He laced a phrase with irony and blended all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were impressed. The
squad in his camp. Check it out, Joe. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp, yeah. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks in every state. Yes, some monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As far interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C.? Or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
I know which one I'd want. What about you?
Would you have those people making monkeys out of you and me? Yeah, smoke for president, y'all. I'm up for president. I'm up for president, yeah. I'm up for president. I'm up for president. I'm up for president.
I'd like to make this perfectly clear.
I'm up for president. I'm up for president, yeah. I'm up for president.
Now you've been cheating, been conniving and lying. Dipping and dodging and stuff like that. I can't be bothered no more.
Impeach me, baby. Please let me go free. Impeach me, baby. Please let me go free. With me. Impeach me, baby. I know I made a great mistake. Yes, go on and impeach me right now, Daddy. I know I made a great mistake.
Up with Arlene Brown and Lee Shot Williams' Impeach Me, Baby. That off of Loose the Funk Rarities from the Jewel Paula Vault. Brotherhood in the Middle with The Monkey That Became President off a New Orleans Rhythm and Blues collection. Hep Me Records, Volume 4, and we started out going out to GTO, his favorite Johnny Guitar Watson with I Don't Want to Be President from the Funk Anthology. Now, if there's ever anything you'd like to hear, we'd love to play your request or dedication. You can drop me a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. Now, we've got a request going out to Athena. She loves Jackie Wilson, and so do I. We're going to hear a great song of his called You Better Know It here on Upfront Soul.
Well, I want you to run to me, baby, and run with all your might. I want to love you, pretty baby, till the broad daylight. Want to thrill you, pretty mama, till the sun don't shine. Satisfy your soul before I lose my mind. You better know it.
You better know it's hard to see it.
You better know it. And I want you to belong to me. If diseases go together like a road with bumps, then I've got the measles and you've got the mumps. You'd better know
it.
Yeah,
you'd better know it.
You better know it.
You'd better know it.
You'd better know it.
You'd better know it for the rest of your life.
You better listen to me and you better hear what I say. Come along. You plainly see, but come on,
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 you can love me,
come on.
on my face getting short and I got the blues. I got a fucking job and I paid my dues on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. I got the kid on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. Get on the good foot.
Grandmother, hit it there. You got it. Get it. Get it. Shop it now. Come on, get it done.
James Brown, get on the good foot. I'm trying, James. Coming back from major foot surgery earlier this spring, and I still have my moments of hobbling, but I've actually started jogging again, so pretty excited about that. King Curtis in the middle with Jaywalk. Really not a good idea, no matter how quickly you're walking. Took that from the Everest Sessions Azure, and we started out with a tune going out to Athena, Jackie Wilson, You Better Know It. Took that off of Archive 57-61. Well, this is Upfront Soul, and I am your host, Sanguine Fromage, broadcasting from an undisclosed location on the crispy edge of darkness. We had a message from Jasmine. She enjoyed a little track that we played from Black Fairy a couple of weeks ago. Black Fairy is an amazing jazz funk musical. It was written to uplift black children and give them a sense of their history and their identity. First produced in 74, recorded in 1975, and it's available out on Athens of the North Records, and we are about to hear Lamont Zeno Theater with Tell Them They Are Beautiful.
Black is nothing to be ashamed of. Oh. times when I look back and I am haunted by my youth. Ah, but my joy of today is that we can all be proud to say
Nina Simone, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Bobby Humphrey brought us Blacks and Blues from the album of the same name. And going out to Jasmine, Lamont Zeno Theater with Tell Them They Are Beautiful from Black Fairy. That's out on the Athens of the North label. Well, we got time for one more set in this first hour of Upfront Soul. And November is Native American Heritage Month, so we're going to hear a set of indigenous musicians right now, starting out Oglala Lakota activist and prominent member of the AIM, American Indian Movement, Russell Means, with his take on a song made famous by Johnny Cash. It's called The Ballad of Ira Hayes. You're an Upfront Soul.
Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band, to farm the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, waters grew his people's crops, till the white men stole their water rights and the sparkling waters stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine that went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine that went to war.
There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. Only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raged, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or Marine that went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or Marine that went to war.
Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody shook his hand. He was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when do the Indians dance?
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. Won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine went to war.
Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it, like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave of Ira Hayes.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or Marine went to war.
Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Minded, confined him inside a signed confinement. Picture the best Park and Nas combined with Russell and Dennis at an AIM protest. Check it, I grew up tough underneath barbed wire cuts. If my stars ain't enough to tell my story, all these other rappers are mediocre, starting to bore me. Melodic said, untie your brain to fully feel freedom. My grandma named me not Aunt Inez for a reason, so I could lead them free your minds from extinction and believe in freedom. Throw that government money back, cause we don't need them. Sovereignty's a myth in a nation full of ignorance. I've seen checks get spent on casino chips, and I wear my hair proud. This is true pride music, war whooping loud, equivalent to the American Indian movement. Yeah, yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? Alright. I'm not a rapper, I'm an activist who rhymes. This is how you're learning, you better read between the lines. Kill the Indian, save the man. Yes, all my friends descended from dead men who defended them. I got 2 braids and a beaded necklace, living young and living reckless. Got a bullet for the next hipster in a headdress. Step aside, I got that C4 flow, I'm ready to blow at any minute. Let me go. I flow off the mental with the cynical syndrome. The epitaph, I'm wreaking wrath at the pinnacle. Methodical, I keep this simple. I got the point at the top to pop the pimple. Sinful, I get erotic like a nympho. Keeping it loose, hanging rappers on the noose. I don't spit, I puke. You rappers ain't shit, but your flow's still equivalent to poop.
My colonial colonized name is Russell Means. I want to talk a little bit about radicalism and being called radical. You know, maybe it is true I am a radical, because all I've ever asked, all I've ever demanded, all I've ever fought for, all I've ever been shot for, all I've ever been stabbed and beaten for, or thrown in jail or prison for, is to ask and demand any way, shape, or form that the United States of America live up to its own laws.
identity. Searching in bottles of whiskey, I've seen my elders pass out under oak trees. Hairspray and methamphetamine feed their arteries. Empty memories shield the future possibilities, as suicidal tendencies tend to play the youth at a teenage. In teen pregnancy, we say, leaves babies with no fathers these days. And our ways are forgotten, forgotten. Trading moccasins for N7s with Jordan socks that are cotton. From extinction.
Netani means the son of. Russell means with the radical from his great album Two Worlds. And we heard from Russell Means, Oglala Lakota activist, American Indian movement figure. And we heard Ballad of Ira Hayes. That was off Cash on Delivery, a tribute to Johnny Cash. Wrapping up a set of Indigenous music here on Upfront Soul, Native American Heritage Month. Well, we got another hour of funk, soul, and jazz coming at you, including some reggae. Just stay right where you are. We'll be back in just a minute with more Upfront Soul.